floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Wednesday, August 28, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. The new computers are being received today by Devin Lawrence up in the UP. He's going to spend this evening and tomorrow morning programming them for us. Then he's going to be heading down and spending probably Thursday night with us getting the new Stream computers, the Stream client installed in the studio, and the Patriot Voice radio network should be back up and running on Friday. That is the plan, God willing. Safe travels to Devin. Hope everything goes well with the programming, and we will have those back up and installed and running, operating on Friday. That is tentatively the plan. If you know somebody that lives in the Onaway School District, if you know somebody that knows somebody who may know somebody, we need to get information to them. Now, in Sheboygan County, there's three townships, Forest, Waverly, and Corwith, that is in Sheboygan County for the Onaway School District. Presque Isle County has Alice, Case, North Alice, Akiak, and the city of Onaway. So if you know anybody that lives in those areas, text me the word Onaway, O-N-A-W-A-Y. I will then send you the text message back is the slate card of the six candidates running for these positions. There's six of them running together as a slate, as a team. And we would like you guys to get this information to anybody that you know in the Onaway School District. The name's very simple. The acronym that we put together is Black Pepper. B-L-C-K-P-R. Those first initials for the last names is Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Those are the names of the six concerned parents that are for the kids that want to continue the progress they've made changing over the Onaway School District's public school board, and they are running together as a team. Now, one of those candidates, John Palmer, the Libs in that area of Onaway, got enough signatures to put him on the ballot as a recall election, somewhat of a standalone race as to whether or not he should be recalled or not. You have to read the language on the ballot. Should he be recalled? No. That would be the direct question, direct answer. By voting no, he shouldn't be recalled, he will then maintain his term that he currently is operating under. If you want to support this slate of six, Palmer is part of the six, but he's on a standalone recall election question that's going to be on the ballot. So however the question is asked, should he be recalled, yes or no? Hopefully that's the way it's worded. The answer to that, of course, would be no. But sometimes wording on a ballot means no, means yes. It's very complicated, so you have to read the question thoroughly to understand. Voting no, not to recall him, is a yes to keep him on the board. So you have to understand the question, the way it's asked, and make sure he's part of this team. So again, Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger are the people the Presque Isle County Republican Committee vetted, and felt they would be the best concerned citizens to be on the new school board starting in January. So if you're interested, or if you know anybody that lives in those townships, in those areas, text me on the way, and I'll send you the basically a slate card so that people can keep it stored in their phone. They can get these at various locations around town. Also, the candidates themselves will be knocking on doors and talking to the residents, so you might be able to get it to them that way as well, or send it to them via a text message. That would be the easiest and best way. You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. That's usually the way this thing works. So greatly appreciate if you would text me on the way, and I'll get you the information. Couple of things that happened in Michigan yesterday, and you heard it on the top of the hour news, and it was pretty interesting. This rally that Lori Brock, the horse farmer there in Green Township, Mecosta County, well, they had a rally. The rally was attended by J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, while speaking in Mecosta County from a farm field not far from the Chinese-affiliated battery parts manufacturing planning construction location. Vance tied the government-subsidized project directly to Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris. The development by Goshen Incorporated has become a source of local division and controversy. Many of the anti-Goshen organizers successfully recalled 5 Green Township board members in a special November 2023 election, which basically swapped a huge chunk of the area's local government with those vehemently opposed to the project. Speaking to a crowd of roughly 600 individuals, Vance, the Ohio U.S. Senator and U.S. Marine veteran, spoke on the issue through the lens of someone campaigning nationwide. Vance said, "The Democrats are helping China destroy and replace our auto industry from the inside out. And we're going to do everything we can to stop it. The Democrats are helping China. And it's not just with Goshen," Vance said, claiming earlier in his remarks that Kamala Harris not only wants to allow the Chinese Communist Party to build factories on American soil, she wants us to pay for them, to do it with our taxpayer money. Now, China has also, of course, stolen from Michigan car companies, unfairly subsidized its auto industry for years. Pretty bold statement by J.D. Vance, the vice president candidate with Donald Trump. The venue was Majestic Horse Farm in Big Rapids. The farm has become the main gathering site for opponents to the development. And yesterday, a field was filled with American flags, Trump, Vance, Make America Great Again 2024 signs and posters. 4 security snipers could be seen monitoring the crowd, and the speakers stood behind an acrylic glass wall. Other voices at the event was former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon, Michigan Republican Party Chairman Pete Hoekstra, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, and vocal anti-Goshen advocate Lori Brock, the owner of the horse breeding farm. Temperatures outside was around 90 degrees, and some guests had to receive medical attention due to the heat. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that the global battery company Goshen selected the Big Rapids area for construction back in October of last year, revealing that in exchange for Goshen's commitment to generate 2,350 jobs, the state and local government approved 30 years of tax exemptions. This was basically going to be property tax exemptions over the next 30 years, totaling $540 million in tax abatements. Additionally, the Michigan Strategic Fund Board that Whitmer makes appointments to offered Goshen $175 million in grants, free money, directly backing the project. This came from the state's corporate incentive fund, which is bankrolled by Michigan's corporate income tax. On the national stage, Republicans have been criticizing Harris and Democrats for pushing electric vehicles and holding back the production of domestic fossil fuel operations. Goshen High Tech Company LTD is one of the companies that is owned by the Chinese government. Part of their bylaws, part of the company structure, instructs employees to ensure that they have the necessary conditions for carrying on Chinese Communist Party activities. The company itself specializes in batteries for electric vehicles and energy distribution equipment. Additionally, Vance discussed how if former President Donald Trump wins in November, he will close the country's southern borders and tell illegal immigrants on the very first day, pack your bags because you're going home. Also, Trump said he will fight to safeguard Medicare benefits, making sure that the eligibility is limited to citizens only who have paid into it. Vance brought up his mother as well, who suffered from opioid abuse and heroin addiction. I will tell you that I thought I would lose my mom when I was a kid. And I prayed every single day that she would somehow find her way to get clean and to have a second chance. He explained all this during the Trump administration's national convention in Milwaukee. She's gotten clean and she has stayed clean. Thanks to God. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price. There's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story from J.D. Vance's visit to Big Rapids yesterday, after talking about his mother, talking about the economy, talking about the southern border, he got into the discussion of energy. He said on day one, Donald Trump is going to drill, baby, drill. Additionally, he is going to raise tariffs on companies shipping jobs overseas. At the event, he also poked fun at Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Harris's running mate, who retired from his state's National Guard in 2005, just before his unit received an order to mobilize for service in Iraq, according to military.com. There are a lot of veterans across our military who don't like it when other people lie about their service in the military for political gain. And that's exactly what Tim Walz did, alleged Vance. The closest Tim Walz ever came to combat is when he let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground and did absolutely nothing to stop it. Kind of interesting, I watched a CNN interview of J.D. Vance, the woman who actually was one of the moderators during the CNN debate between President Trump and Biden. The absolute failure of Biden in that debate, causing him to step down and allow Kamala Harris to be the nominee. Well, one of the things in this interview was very interesting. J.D. Vance basically said Tim Walz lied about his military service. He talked about holding and using weapons of war, when in fact that's not true. In fact, he's never seen any actual combat missions while he was in the military for 24 years. J.D. Vance, on the other hand, a Marine, was on the front lines. I don't remember if it was Afghanistan or Iraq, but he was there on the front lines with a rifle in his hands. Walz basically was part of his state's National Guard. They had been told that they were going to be engaged and sent to Iraq for military combat. Right before they shipped out, before his unit shipped out deployed, Tim Walz retired out of the National Guard. So that's what basically J.D. Vance is talking about. A lot of veterans very upset with Walls claiming that he had served in combat when in fact he never did. Stolen valor? You don't do that for political gain. And that's exactly what Tim Walz did, and that's what J.D. Vance was calling him out on. And if and when they do debate, I'm sure J.D. Vance is going to call him out on it. It's not going to go well for the governor of Minnesota. Not going to go well at all. And J.D. Vance, he is an excellent debater. He's an attorney, and he knows exactly how to debate. Tim Walz, the very liberal, progressive, communist governor of Minnesota, not so much. So when these debates take place, folks, you definitely need to watch them. You need to tell your friends, your family, your coworkers. They need to watch these debates. Now, speaking of debates, ABC News is going to be hosting, I believe it's on September 10th. If they haven't changed the date, I believe that's the date that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be debating on ABC. Still arguing over the rules, whether there will be muted mics or unmuted mics, whatever, that is still part of the discussion. And the main reason why Kamala Harris does not want the mics muted is because she's sure that she will be able to trigger Donald Trump during the debate, saying something that will cause him to respond, kind of almost like a reflex reaction. Well, she did it to Vice President Mike Pence during their debate when he was trying to counter some of the misinformation she was providing. She held up her hand and says, excuse me, I'm talking. Kind of playing the victim of a man trying to overtalk a woman. I hope and pray Donald Trump does not fall for that tactic, because that's all it is. In debate, you learn how to trigger your opponent to get him off of their message, number one, and get them to appear like they're attacking you by simply responding to something you just said. This is an actual tactic they teach you in debate class. President Trump, don't fall for